Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. We've got, for the fourth Wednesday of the month, we've got Siri, and we're going to be talking to them in a minute. Then between 1 and 2, we've got Sydney McLeish coming in to tell us what's been going on. It's been a great week to have her in, of course, because this is Volunteer Week, so I'm sure we'll be talking a bit about volunteers. Then between 2 and 3, we've got another interview coming up. Well, we hope, providing they get here, so we'll just see how we go. But anyway, let's not waffle on. We're here to talk to Siri, and I have with me Mel. Mel's been with us a number of times. Mel's in the early learning, so welcome, Mel.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
Not a problem. Good to have you along. Now, first of all, before we get on to too much, we've been talking about this new hub that it's been taking some time to build in Yarra Junction. You tell me it's either open or nearly ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. We're about 2 weeks away. Fingers crossed everything goes well. We've got our department inspection and our final kitchen inspection, and then we should be ready to do the big move. So we're really excited.
When you say the big move, some of these programs are already in the school, aren't they?
Yeah, and they're moving out. Yeah, that's right. So we've got our childcare centre currently at the top of the property, and so that so all of the children and educators will move down to the new building.
Yep.
So it's moving all of our new equipment in, then moving, you know, our old equipment in and down, and settling all the children and families and educators into the centre.
But there's a lot more than just childcare in this centre, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. So we're really super excited. It's a really big opportunity for the Yarra Valley. Yep. So downstairs we've got consulting and meeting rooms, so 4 consulting rooms, one with the opportunity to have medical in there as such.
Your doctor, you mean, or
yeah, doctors, yep, nurses, midwives. It's got the possibility, if, you know, for X-rays and things like that to happen in there as well. Yep. And then the consulting rooms can be hired out to almost anybody that needs those services. So, you know, we're looking at hopefully some allied health, OTs, speech pathologists, counsellors, anything in those consulting rooms.
And those people don't have to be a member of Siri, do they?
No, absolutely.
They could be, if we've got someone listening today that's a physiotherapist or something like that that just feels they might be able to fit in.
Yeah, that's right. Whether they need the space for an hour or whether they need the space for an hour every Wednesday or, you know, 3 days a week, whatever that is, those consulting rooms will be available, which is fantastic.
Do you have any ones going in there yet, or is
we've
this
got,
too soon?
Yeah, no, we've yep. got interest, so yep. we're definitely taking interest now. So there's, you know, there'll be a booking system coming out, but certainly calling Siri on the 1300 number, which I'm sure we'll go through all of that later on.
Yep,
exactly. But definitely making contact with us at yep. Siri to, you know, to just express some interest in those rooms. And then there's also meeting rooms as well. So, you know, for anybody can hire out the meeting
mainly
rooms.
Community groups, or?
Yeah, absolutely. Community yep. groups, you know, whether we're looking at doing, you know, I know at our Churnside service, the senior citizens use those rooms sometimes. We have exercise groups using the rooms, especially on the colder days. Might not want to be doing that outside at the park at
not
this
today.
Point in time.
Not today.
You know, so it might be, you know, moving in for those. You know, if there's, you know, I know that VACA use our meeting rooms at Churnside Park for, you know, trainings and get-togethers and those sorts of things. Any play groups. It could be all sorts of things.
This is probably unfair to ask you this, but would Siri be running any of their own training courses there, do you know?
Our possibility moving forward, absolutely. So, yeah, your first aids, all of those sorts of things, we're really hoping to run those from Yarra Junction as well.
Because, I know they run them down in Lilydale, but not everybody wants to take a run down Lilydale,
do they?
No, that's
right, absolutely. Yeah, so that's the... Just having that sort of facility in the Yarra Valley and in, you know, Yarra Junction especially, it just opens up so many opportunities. You know, we all know how hard it is as parents for paediatrician visits and yep. those sorts of things. If they're just, you know, once a month they might hire out the room and, you know, use it for those sorts of things. There's just such a wide
almost
variety.
Almost endless, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So let me just get this in my mind. The children upstairs, are they, for the early
yes,
learning?
Yes, that's right. So upstairs is all dedicated to early learning and downstairs is the meeting and consulting rooms.
So obviously at some stage there'll be a big opening coming up.
Definitely, definitely. But the grand opening.
but there's basically a soft opening in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's
when
right.
When things will start to move
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely, yep.
So that's, I guess if you're a midwife or physiotherapist, I guess it's almost endless because it doesn't have to be allied to youth, does it?
No, absolutely not. Open to everybody, yeah.
So there's an opportunity to go down and or show us some interest, which we'll give you the numbers, as Mel said before, as we get into the show, because we'd love to see this filled up. And it also takes the pressure off, particularly I'm thinking more of the elderly and the single mums who might not have a car to get to down into Lilydale isn't as easy as to be able to just get into Yarra Junction.
That's right, absolutely. Yep.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Ribbon Jean, in my song you'll live again. And the phrases that I rhyme are just the footsteps out of time, from the time when I knew you, Reuben Jean. Reuben Jean, all the folks around Madison County cussed your name. Just a no-count sharecropping colored man who would steal anything he can. And everybody laid the blame on Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. Faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Flora Gray, the gossip of Madison County died with child. And although your skin was black, you were the one that didn't turn your back on the hungry white child with no name, Reuben James. Reuben James, with your mind on my soul and a Bible in your right hand, you said turn the other cheek, there's a better world awaiting for the meek. In my mind these words remain from a Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Reuben James, one dark cloudy day that brought you from the field to your lonely pine box king, just a picture of me in the rain, just to sing one last refrain for Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Reuben James, the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I loved you. I'm talking to Mel from Siri, and I know we say it often, but we should mention it again. Siri is C-I-R-E. So towards 1 o'clock, Mel will give you contact details, but when she talks, Siri, make sure it's C-I-R-E. Mel, now we've talked. I've talked. I'll put my teeth back in. Well, I've talked to Siri over a number of years, and we've covered many subjects. But one of the subjects we've never ever covered is seniors. And I didn't. I'll be honest. I didn't realise that Siri got involved with seniors.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we say from birth all the way through.
Well, you don't get involved with the final bit.
No, that's right.
So tell us what's, first of all, this is all down at
Chirnside Park.
Yeah,
absolutely. So we've got our hub at Chirnside Park, which is virtually just behind Chirnside Park Shopping Centre on Kimberley Drive there. And there's just lots of activities happening throughout the month and months, which it just gets people together, gets people socialising, interacting, exercising if you want to. But, yeah, lots of fabulous little initiatives going on down there.
One of the things that I talk about a lot on this show is social isolation, and and they do say it will be one of the biggest killers in the future if people, as they get old, they've been used to working, their interaction at work, even though you might like your work, but you still meet people down when you need coffee down the kitchen and all that, and all of a sudden they got nothing. And although people can be sitting at home playing on iPads and all that, it doesn't stack up anywhere near as good as when they actually talk to people, does it?
Yeah, that's right. And you can hear the buzz when these groups get together at Chanside. You know, often the foyer is full of people, and everybody's just chatting, having a cuppa, you know. I know one of the big groups down there is the Crafters group. Right. That's on a Wednesday. It goes for about 2 hours.
So what sort of craft do they do?
They generally bring in their own crafts, things that they're working on at home. So some might be doing stitching, some might be doing knitting, crocheting. There's, you know, colouring in, paintings. You know, they bring the little easels along with them as well.
So it doesn't have to be, like, it's not as though 1 hour is craft, is knitting, 1 hour something.
No, it's not a facilitator. Yeah, the crafting group is not a facilitated course as such. Right. So it's just people coming together, bringing in their crafts, sitting around, having a cuppa, and just chatting and crafting as they go along for a couple of hours. And you see, you know, people coming together. You hear people asking, how did you get here today? Do you need a lift home? You know, all of those sorts of things. So it's really lovely.
And one of the things that I think is the offshoot of all these groups is that very often it not only carries on, because people will be down the street and they see someone that they met at Siri, and so they can talk, they can have a coffee rather than sitting at home on the couch.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can hear, you know, often the ladies will, you know, go shopping together, or they'll pick up, you know, one that's perhaps a bit older or, you know, a little bit more fragile, and they'll bring them to the group. They'll take them, you know, shopping and, you know, grab their milk and bread on the way home and take them home. It's a lovely little group.
All right. So apart from quilting, what else do they do?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's lots of things that go on down there. There's what we call our hub guide, which you can find online. So it goes through everything that's happening throughout the courses of the months, but there's things like Fit for Life for over 55s.
So that'd be relative. Like, I don't mean to put this down, but it's not going to be running around the block or an hour of hard exercise.
No, that's right. Yeah, catered exercise programs that you can, you know, you can do from home. A lot of them you can see people sitting down doing them. So they're sitting in the chair and they're using stretching bands and all of those sorts of things that they can do at home afterwards, or, you know, maybe twice a week instead of just, you know, the one time, at Siri. But there's line dancing.
That'd be all right.
Yeah.
Because the beauty of line dancing is you don't need a partner, do you?
No, that's right. The Bonsai group comes in to Chanside as well. So they come in on an evening. There's scrapbooking.
So Bonsai, do they discuss what they're growing or what they're with the Bonsai, do you know?
Yeah, so it's the Bonsai Society. So they come in and they clip, they trim, they have all of their plants with them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And one that I really like, I think is fantastic, is the Repair Cafe on a Sunday. That's generally once a month, and it started from the 5th of May, but the Repair Cafe is clever people who can fix almost anything.
So we're not talking like woodworking or anything. It could be anything from furniture right through to electrical stuff.
That's right. We've had a couple of our children's chairs fixed by the Repair Cafe. Right. I know there's computer people there. There's a wide variety of things that the Repair Cafe can help you fix. Hopefully can help you fix it and stop it all going into landfill.
Well, that's the other issue, isn't it? That if you don't take it there, it's just going to wind up in landfill.
That's right, because we're not all not all clever and tech savvy.
And I can understand, like, that'd be terrific for somebody who's been in the repair game.
Yeah,
they might have fixed computers in their work and that, and then all of a sudden they're retired.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, lots of, your men sheds and things like that that can, fix it everything. And they come along and that gets them out socialising as well for the day or for the morning. And, it just stops it all from,
I think that's a terrific idea. So you can almost bring anything. Is there a cost? Do they charge for that?
Generally, it's a gold coin donation.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. Yep.
Nothing
and a lot of these social groups or activities are either just a gold coin donation or some of them that are facilitated by, exercise physiologists, all of those, generally around that $5 to $7.
Well, that's fair enough because, you are being facilitated, aren't you? It's not somebody who's just doing for the fun of it.
No, that's right. Yeah, those exercise classes and things like that are definitely by a trained facilitator.
All right. Well, they've got to make sure that us oldies, and I can say us, don't get hurt too.
Yeah, well, that's right. Exactly.
Yep.
And I know we also ran, and I'm not sure whether that's happening as well at the moment, but, there was a stroke exercise class. So, obviously very, very tailored programs for your specific needs.
Yep. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Talking to Mel from Siri, and we've been talking about the youth or the new hub that's early learning hub that's up in Yarra Junction. We've also been talking about something that I didn't realise that Siri were involved, and that's the seniors. But we're going to talk about FICE now. Tell us about FICE.
Sure. So FICE is our first exchange, first impressions clothing exchange. Sorry about that. Yeah, which is a really great initiative, helping women get back, started off helping women get back into the workforce.
Yep.
So having donated new and used clothing.
And there's no old stuff amongst it, is it?
No, no, no. Yep. It's absolutely fantastic. We do a lot of shopping at FICE ourselves. My husband often says to me, don't you go to work to work? I'm like, yeah, but you know, I just walk past the shop on my way past, you know, come on. Be fair. But FICE, we just a couple of weekends ago, we just had our annual high tea event.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, which is absolutely fantastic. Completely sold out, which was fabulous, and we raised over $10,000.
Over $10,000.
Over $10,000.
So at the high tea, do you sell stock as well?
Yeah, so they do a fashion show as well as the high tea. Obviously, the stores are open, and they often do like makeup tutorials and things like that there as well. So yeah, teaching women how to put on makeup and apply those sorts of things. And all of the money that is raised through these sorts of events and obviously in our stores goes back to helping women re-engage in the workforce and into the community. You know, obviously everybody's under living financial hardships at the moment, and stores like these and op shops and all of those sorts of things are just so crucial at the moment. Everything raised through FICE. So all of our ladies that work in the FICE stores are all volunteers. But that helps them as well with customer service and, you know, money and FPOS and all of those sorts of things that are, you know, changing as well. And if you haven't been in the workforce for a long time, you know, just those personal skills and interacting with people. And
well, some of the things like FPOS and that, if a lady's been out in the workforce for 20 years, they might never have used it.
That's right. So we've been really, really lucky. Also, we received a huge donation from a women's branded clothing company, and they donated a lot of undergarments, so underwear for the women. So big sales on at the FICE stores at the moment. Generally, items around that $2 or $3 for $5. All brand new branded underwear.
Jeez, you couldn't go to a cut price.
Nowhere could you receive those items, and they are all brand new. So, you know, we've been really lucky to have some really strong connections with some designer brands. Moto is one of them that really supports FICE. And, you know, we get a lot of, you know, discontinued lines or, you know, end of lines.
One-offs, isn't it?
Yeah, and all brand new tagged items, you know, that you're getting for, I'd say $7 was probably the most expensive items in the store.
Gee, that's terrific,
you know, and handbags, shoes, earrings, jewellery, you know, all sorts of things. And, you know, the ladies will help with, like I said, applying makeup, resumes, all of those sorts of things.
That's the other thing too, that unfortunately because of the economic times, a lot of ladies are going back into the workforce. They probably haven't been there for 15, 20 years. And A, they probably haven't got much of a resume. And back in those days, it was just sort of one page did it all.
But
employers want a lot more than that now too, don't they?
Absolutely. So, and often it's hard to sell yourself, you know, to say all of those great things that you can do. And perhaps not knowing all of those great things that you can do, but when somebody's actually helping you draw that
and
from you,
that's
right. And you can say, well, I can do that. You know, I can do that. Yeah, I have done that.
And I know I've said this on a number of occasions, but it is true. If you get a person turned at an interview who's sort of doesn't look all that flash in their old clothes and they've got a pretty tatty old CV, the next lady walks in might not be quite as well qualified. Now, I know they should be judged on the person and all that, But I guarantee 90% of the time she'll be the lady who gets the job.
And that's the thing, isn't it? It's first impressions.
And it's not right, but we've got to be honest, that's the way the world is.
Yeah, that's right. And so that's why, you know, stores like First Impressions and your op shops and all of those sorts of things, you know, are just so valuable to the community.
So you've told us all about Vice, you've sold us on it, but you haven't told us where they are.
Absolutely. So we have our community hub in Yarra Junction. There's a store there, and in John Street at the in our corporate office at John Street, so 7 to 9 John Street, there's our bigger store there. And then we also have clothing racks at our Chirnside Community Hub as well, so they are often very popular for the senior groups and those sorts of things as well.
Terrific. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
I'm talking to Mel from CIRE, C-I-R-E. Now, we've been talking about this great new community hub that's coming up in Yarra Junction, which will Certainly, no doubt mentioned just before we go, and we've been talking about Device, which is First Impression Clothing Exchange. Great little project. But we had Tom in, a couple of months ago. He's the principal at one of the community schools, so you want to say a little bit about the school too.
Yeah, absolutely. Schools have been doing some great things lately, as they always do, but lots of excursions. So Hillsville Sanctuary, they've been going out to the Yellingbo Bush Reserve, and our Berwick campus has been doing dance classes.
Have they?
Yeah.
And we need, I guess people start to... need to start to think. I mean, we're only talking the end of May, but, we're another month and we're halfway through the year. And I guess particularly even if it's not this year, people need to start to be looking around and see what they want to do next year for schooling, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So keep an eye out on social media, so on our Facebook pages and on Instagram, because our open days are coming up soon.
Are they?
Yeah, all of the campuses, so at Mombulk, Lilydale and at Berwick.
And Yarra Junction.
And Yarra Junction, yes. Now, also, actually, in saying that about Yarra Junction, once the children move out of the early years, out of the early years centre at the moment, and move down to the new centre, the school will be taking over the current childcare centre. So they'll be doing major renovations up there, which will open up for more positions at Yarra Junction as well.
So will those positions be there this year or next year?
I think that they're hoping for late October, so by the time they bring in all of their new equipment and things like that, I'd be looking at next year.
Yep.
But, yeah, that opens up a whole another, realm of possibilities for students at Yarra Junction as well. So, yeah, so those open sessions will be coming up at all of the schools. So really creative, technical workshops and things happening at those open sessions too. Our Mongbolt campus has just got a brand new kiln. Pottery has been really huge at Mombog and at our Berwick campus as well. So the students just absolutely love it. So creating lots of awesome things in those kilns.
Yep.
And then our Berwick school has been doing, for a little while now, they've got a garden workshop going on. So they have plant sales, they're making garden ornaments as well, recycled items out of like cutlery and things like that.
Yeah.
So, wind chimes and things like that out of, just repurposing,
Real
focus on sustainability.
Well, it's a bit like we were talking about on this repair shop. You're keeping stuff out of landfill, and they're not things that are going to break down in landfill.
No,
once
that's
they're
right.
in there, they'll be there forever.
Yeah, exactly. So, real focus with the students from early learning to the community school students on sustainability at the moment.
So when you say they're selling plants...
Yep.
Like they'd be growing those themselves,
wouldn't
they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And getting them from cuttings and succulents, all of those sorts of things. And then they're doing their ceramic items for sale as well there with their kilns.
Oh, right. So even ceramic stuff will be for sale.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Lots of crafty items. So, which is fantastic. And then the Lilydale students, their main focus has been on furniture. So they've got a workshop there creating, sustainable items. So, that's been a really big
focus. I'm intrigued with that. What sort of furniture?
So, we're getting them to help us repurpose, recycle items. So, possibly old home corner furniture for the children. So, they're sanding and polishing and lacquering those items for us, making them look brand new again. We've got some absolutely beautiful wooden solid tables at our early learning centre that we've had for 25 years now. Like, you just can't buy items, that strong and sturdy anymore. So they're, sanding the tabletops back for us, lacquering them again and just bringing them back to brand new.
Sounds terrific. All right, we'll take another quick break and we'll be back with more. And straight after this break, in the few minutes after, have a paper and pencil ready, and we'll give you all the contact details.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out,
know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walked 1,000 miles before I would actually do. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you.
When I come home,
I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I go, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles. I'm lonely, well I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you.
Back in the 1990s, the Proclaimers, I'm going to walk 500 miles. And just a quick reminder, I'll be on Sunday between 12 and 3 with Music, Memories and More. We play mainly 50s and 60s. And then I'll be here Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. So plenty of good music to come up on Sunday. But it's not the only show that plays good music. There's a lot of great shows on Yarra Valley FM, not just the ones I do. But anyway, we were talking to Mel at CIRE, C-I-R-E. You've got us excited now, Mel. We want to find out more. How are we going to find out more about CIRE?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the best way is to visit our website, which is www.cire.org.au, and there are links to all of the different departments on there. So there's links to the community school, links to the community hubs, early learning, the RTO, and under all of those links are obviously all of the different opportunities that we can provide.
And one of the things we haven't really mentioned today, I think you might have mentioned passing, is that they do training. It's not like there's the responsible serving of alcohol,
yep,
first aid and all sorts of other training.
Yeah, absolutely. Too, community services, early learning, barista courses. There's, lots of things that the RTO can offer. One thing I did want to mention too was our community lunches. So at our Churnside Community Hub, the first Thursday of every month between 12 and 1:30 is our community lunch. So anybody's welcome to come along to that, and it's a gold coin donation. Usually,
gee, that's cheap enough.
Yeah, absolutely. A beautiful hot served meal and generally a dessert of some sort after there, or a sneaky treat. And just another one of those great socialising events. So anybody's welcome to come along to the community lunch.
You don't have to prove that you need the lunch or anything.
Anybody can come along on those community lunches.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
they're really fantastic, and they're all cooked at the service. So, yeah, lovely.
Do you need to give us the contact details again, please? The website.
Yep. So the website is www.cire.org.au, or you can call one of our friendly reception on 1300 835 235 at any time.
So that's 1300 835 235.
That's it.
And there's somebody there Monday to Friday.
Yep, Monday to Friday, 9 till 5.
All right, Mel, just before we go, we just need to run past this new hub again, because I think that's got terrific opportunities, not only for the early learning. So to have them there, it obviously, as you said, gives the opportunity to get more people into the school next year. But I think the idea of having all these other, hopefully, auxiliary services, which I think is a terrific idea, and I'd be encouraging any medical or anybody like that that's listening today that thinks they could rent one of the rooms for half a day, once a week, once a month, once every 2 months or what, that they should be talking to. So do they still contact that 1300 835 235?
Yeah, that would be great. And then, just ask to speak to someone from the early years hub, and they will point you into the direction of possibly me. And we can organise tours of the site once it's open, so you can check out the rooms and make sure that it works for you and your clients. But they are purpose-built, brand new consulting and meeting rooms, which we believe have been designed to cater for everybody that needs to.
And I guess the other thing is too that there's probably, I know that a number of community groups have trouble finding somewhere to hold a meeting, so these would be available at night, I think I asked
you
that.
Yeah, that's right, absolutely. Yeah, so there's the option of, early mornings to nights, after hours, all of those sorts of things,
And it's
fully secured, so you can, you can lock the door behind yourselves at night as well, so, and beautiful parking, bright lights.
I was just going to mention, particularly if you're going to meet there at night, and the school won't be using their parking lot,
so
there'd be plenty of parking.
It's a fully new car park, with beautiful bright lighting at night as well,
which is
really safe and secure.
And I guess the other issue is too that as I did allude to before, particularly for young mums or older people at Papstone Drive, if you live around that area, particularly if they can get some nurses or some of those auxiliary, it's a lot easier than getting themselves down to Lilydale or somewhere too.
Yeah, it takes a lot of the pressure off.
And the unfortunate part is a lot of people at the moment are presenting themselves at hospitals that don't need to be there. And that's creating its own problems, isn't it?
Yeah, if we can bring some of this allied health up from down the line, it would be just so beneficial to the community.
Yeah. Well, it's better to bring them the facilities to the people or the service of the people rather than the people have to go there.
That's right.
And very often, if they've got some health problems, the last thing they want to do is travel too far.
Yeah, it's extremely difficult to do that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
The website again, please. And we should mention, are you on Facebook and all those as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
And on the website, www.cire.org.au.
No dots.
.org.au.
Yeah, no dots between.
No, that's right. No dots between CIRE.
Right.
Yep.
1300 835 235. And I guess, just in passing, because we're just about running out of time, we should mention that we talked about the community school, but it's not really too early to start talking about next year, because it's we're nearly halfway through the year.
It'll be here before we know it.
And I guess with all these, there are a limit to how many people you can take, and I know that your schools are often full, so I mean, that's first in best dress, isn't it?
Yeah, it. They do fill up really quickly. Like I said, we do have the opportunity for a few more students at Yarra Junction next year, but that wait list will fill up very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I mean, once they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So again, 1300 835 235, the website.
Right, www.cire.org.au.
Mel, it's been terrific to having you in again. Thanks for coming in. We always look forward to talking to Siri every month. We always find out things. And I must be honest, I really didn't realise that you did anything for the seniors. So if you're a senior, you're at home. If you've got your iPad, and I know a lot have, get on to their website. If not, for those that haven't, do the 1300 835 235. Find out more about it, because apart from everything else, social isolation is not going to do you any good.
Yeah, and there's lots. Yeah, have a look at our hub guide on that website. Lots of things to choose from.
And the upside of that is, as we said before, it's not only the hour or two that you spend at Siri, it's a time when you're down the street and you run into somebody and you can have a coffee or do whatever you want. It's a great opportunity. And, you know, let's get out there.
Yeah, chance to meet new people.
All right. Look, it's great to have you. We're coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll have the 1 o'clock news, obviously. Pretty well easy said. And then after that, we'll have Cindy McLeish in to tell us what's been going on. And it is Volunteers Week, so I'm sure one of the first things we'll be discussing will be the volunteers and all the work they do in the community. Without the volunteers, we'd be in trouble. Thanks, Mel.
Thank you.